The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't fence corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ through His minister, Reverend Busuyi Olabode. We believe you'll be richly blessed.
Father, we thank you tonight for what we have with you and what you have with us tonight here. Our eyes are upon you, Jesus. We ask you that you bless us richly, bless our heart, bless us. As we go into your word, open our eyes to see, cause understanding to be given to our hearts. Help us give grace tonight. Give grace to our hearts tonight. Give grace. Let be grace abundantly. Grace abundantly. Abundance of grace tonight. Thank you for utterance to speak. You enable me to speak as I ought to speak. Give me grace and strength. Give my words life. Give my words spirit. Give it breath from you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. Amen. So we are actually looking at the love, at love. That's why it doesn't look as if we're in love. We're in love, like we're in Christ. We're supposed to be in love. Amen. Hallelujah. Like we're in Christ, the Son of God in truth and in love. That should be 2 John, right? That should be 2 John. Amen. Grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. So it's in truth, for in truth and in love. So love is a domain. Amen. It's like when you got born again and you came into Christ, become man in Christ, we became in Christ. In Christ. So also, love is a domain of the Father and His Son. So the opening chapter to that terrain is the love of Christ. That's where you open to begin to see the world of love. When you get to the love of Christ, you begin to see world dominion of love. All you begin to see is the world of love. And those who dwell in there, they dwell in love. Say amen. Amen. That is God's abode. And that is where God actually wants all of us to dwell with Him. If you are going to dwell with God, you are going to dwell in love. So we see that it's not a simple thing for a being to arrive in their dwelling, in their house, or in their home. You call that in a Bible, you call it oikos. Oikos is, as well you have ecology, oikos logos. Oikos is the normal dwelling place, the normal habitat, the very place where a being carries essential life. Yeah, so it's in that place you're going to have its niche. But it's first of all, its habitat. Say amen. Amen. So, we're seeing that it's God's abode. It's the abode of the Father. And the highest desire that we should have, because the highest desire of the Father is that we'll be with Him. That we'll be with Him where He is. The highest desire in the heart of Jesus is to be with the Father. All from eternity, He has always been with, they have been together. He has never one time There have not been a time of parting with the Father. So he's a son, just the son of love. That's why the highest commandment is love. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God. That looks so heavy. Yeah? And because of where we have lived for a long time, it looks so heavy, sometimes it looks very grievous. So he has to say that the commandments are not grievous. Actually, there's supposed to be a normal life for us, but sin took us far away from. So it looks too heavy demand from of God. For thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. So an average soul, just like, is God not selfish? For thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, and with all thy might. Nothing remains. It don't finish us. And so, an average soul, when he hears that, it's like, kiloaku. Yes, because we are an entity of love. We used to sing a song in those days, you know, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love. Sweet Holy Spirit, I'm in love. I mean, love is supposed to be our world. That's the world of the beginning. That's the word of God. That's the word of harmony. It's when you arrive in love that you can be one. Outside love, you are many. You are scattered. Amen. Are we in the house, please? And really speaking, the greatest thing deserve our heart is to be loved. When somebody is doing gra 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 gra, it's a lie. We are a creature of love. That's why we enjoy warmth. All these terrorists you are seeing now, they need to do some things against themselves to cut off that connection of little filial love. That thing that makes you a man. They have to do a lot of things. They have the law of shanting of death. That thing they shant is a shanting of death. Yeah, that makes you get aggressive to go and kill. Right? It's a shant. That's where that religion is from. You need to do that, those shanting. And when they do that shanting, they can rush at anything. So that shanting is what that thing breaks every remain of connection. So you can smite, you can kill their father, you can kill their children. So that it tells you that spirit is from hell. A spirit of death from hell. Some of them can even go as much as going to drugs just to be able to do what the spirit demands from them. Because man is an entity of love. So when you get them, if any one of them get converted, you'll be amazed. In just 1 month, you can see how jelly, how lovely a being can be. Say amen. Amen. So that's how God framed us. That's how we are entity of that word of love. So God does not want any man to dwell away from love. And that's why Christ came. Christ came. For God so loved the world. Is that not true? And he gave us his only begotten son. That whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting. Everlasting life is the highest form of love. That's the highest love, and that's everlasting life. It's love. That life is love. It's a lie, but it's love. That's why there's nobody who hates that can say he has eternal life. It's not probably. If you can't hate and have eternal life, because it's in the nature is against his love. Eternal life is love. Say amen. Is the highest form of love. So anybody who says I have eternal life and he hates is a liar. You lie. There's no murderer. Because if you hate your brother, you are a murderer. And no murderer has eternal life. Say amen.
Amen.
So as like something in the world of men, extent does not make sense. Is it possible for a man to walk in that realm of love? You know what I'm saying? You know? But that is the word of God. So we're coming at this time because of the demand of the hour for us, God has to send Christ to us to change us to a child of love. So a charity man is a baby of love. Say amen. What I say? A charity man is a baby of love. It's a baby love. It's a baby love. It's a kid love. So, are you here tonight, please? Say hey, man. So we begin to look at. That's why can you say, "Is that thou shalt love the Lord with all thy heart, all thy heart, all thy strength, all thy soul, all thy mind." They are all matter of the soul. He's just talking about, he's just describing faculties of your soul, terrain of your soul. So, the soul was made for love. It's a lover. And because the soul is a lover, that's why our soul can be lured, can be enticed, can be drawn. So every one of us, we are a girl in the soul. Amen. Even when you have muscle inside your soul, you are a girl. You are a lady. You are a woman in your soul. That's why you must like women, okay? You must like ladies because you are also a lady somewhere there. God put it in us. So that is the, it's a darling of love. So the soul, that's all souls are mine. God is jealous over souls. Souls are precious to God. Because God is love. He made a soul like that. A soul is the lover. So what God wants from us is the soul to love him. God wants that garden of love to be restored back. That garden of love to be restored back. That's who God is. So when he's asking for all, it's because of who he is. And he knows he has made the soul like that. The soul cannot really serve two masters. Can you see? A woman cannot have two husbands. One is going to die very soon. Amen. What did I say? One is going to die very soon. Because the way she was made, she was not made to love two. Yes, she's made to love one. It's a man that can love many. Hallelujah. That's why she's always trying to find out, do you love me? Because she loves you. But she's not sure of you. Sweetheart, I've not heard over some things. You have not said you love me. Because she's not sure. Because truly speaking, you can love your handset. A man can love his sound system. Say amen. A man can love his laptop. He can be playing and be romancing with laptop. It's not doing work there, it's just. He will close it again. He will go and wee wee and come back again, open it again. He will clean it like. Amen. If you say ladies to drop their phone, it's easy to obey. A lady can drop her phone, a man can drop phone easily. Because a man, he flicks with the phone. What do you call it now? He flat with the phone. He's a lover. So, say hey, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But the woman's soul, the woman is made in our frame for one. So also our soul is made for one. No man can serve. You know, love is service. Huh? No man can serve two masters. That should be Luke. It's also in Matthew. No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other. Or else he will hold on to the one and despise the other. So despise is hatred. You cannot. Not you will not. You cannot. Does Mammon seek for your soul like God also seek for your soul? As you are hearing God say, for thou shalt love the Lord thy God. So man is also saying, for thou shalt love me, Mammon. And he doesn't ask for, he asks for all to us. He asks for all. He can bait us to say that I won't take all. God is selfish. It's a lie. It's all he wants to take. God is selfish. He wants to take all. I won't take all. Just give me little. But it's not going to stay there. God is not a liar. God is straightforward. For thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy soul. But Mama will not say that. He will say, just give me little. Just love me small. Is it too small? Is it too much to love me small? He's a liar. He's not going to take small from you. Because he's a God. He's called the God of this world. Say amen. He won't stop until he has everything. He will hate the one and love the other. He will hate the one and love the other. Thank God for God, really speaking. Well, I've been looking for ourselves. God, we have been pieces here and there. We can't even gather ourselves anymore. That's why most of the time we think we're in charge, right? We don't think that we need help. You think I know what I'm doing. It's just like, sorry, I don't know why I go this way all the time. Maybe it's salvation for all of us. If your wife sees you that you are playing with a girl somewhere there, maybe on your shirt or anywhere, you get concerned. But the man will say, there's no problem. I'm in control. nothing is happening. See that nothing is happening. I'm in control. I'm in charge. Oh, this guy. No. That's not my stuff. I'm in charge. I'm in charge. Another one week again. Is this another chat? Sweetheart. You're still chatting with this girl. Very soon, we'll start hiding it. You put a code on it. Why? Because it's already been drawn. So no man accept that it's been drawn. Until his head captive. Every man believes that I'm in charge. Nothing can go wrong. Huh? On something else, then it will be no big. Okay, what's about it? Before he was denying it. Now it will not turn to what's about it. Because the man does not accept that he's a soul. He does not accept that he's a girl. The man, Monzo, deceives him. But you are a soul, you are a girl, you can be drawn. And you must accept that. Say, hey, amen. I want the house, please. Say, hey, amen. But you can easily know where the woman has been drawn. You can easily know. When the woman has been drawn, you see her head this way. She can't be smart to manage. No. You see her head turning that way. You know that she's been drawn. But if a young girl just found a lover, he can't hide it. It's time to hide it, but everybody in the house will know that. Baby, don't share. Oh, balance more. No. It's been touched already. So he can't hide it because she's a girl. She's a girl body, the soul, and girl in the body. But a man is not a girl in the body, it's a girl in the soul. So every soul, we are made, I'm only saying that our souls are made lovers. And so we can be enticed. You can be drawn. So men should know that and take care of that, okay? You should be able to know, look at lust. Before he knocks on your door. When lust is traveling, it's in the book Sex and Sexuality. Yeah? When lust was on a journey, and he decided to branch in the house, and you open the door for him to branch in your house, he's not going to just go out of your house without taking a sacrifice. So all of this is in the soul. So the soul was framed by God. The soul is the object of love. So everything in that soul is what is needed to love. It's emotion. It's soul that shows the emotion. It's will. It's intuition. Hello? That's where you have the heart. It's reasoning. They are all parts of the that makes up the soul. Say amen. All of them are integral part of the soul man. I don't so the soul. When I say soul man, I use man. They're not as generic. Just like you have the spirit man or person, the soul person that makes up the person called the soul. So he has heart, he has will, he has intuition, he has emotion. Say amen. But the real thing about him that connects to all of them, or the central being of the soul, is called the will. The will. And you know, a will is circular, right? So it's the central person of the soul, is the will. And the will is a major door to the heart. So if the will is not, the will is what determines what goes to the heart. And what does not go to the heart is the will. So you don't need the will of the will. So if God gets a person, if he has not gotten his will and his heart, you know he has not succeeded. Let me say it again. If God gets you or get a soul and he has not gotten the will of the soul, that's why God did not make us as robots. Robot has no will. It's what you ask him to do, or what you imprint in the robot that the robot uses, okay? Say amen. He can't use his own initiative away from what you imputed. But a soul can change its mind. It's not going to be going this way. And guess what I say? I'm no more going. And from all the commitment and resolve, all you have seen or you have brought to that soul, it looks as if it's going there with commitment. It can change your mind. That is why Jesus gave the parable about the man who told two of his sons. And one said, I go. And the other one said, I will not go. And at the end of the day, the one said, I go, end up not going. When he said, I go, he was not joking. He wanted to go. He was not deceiving the father. But something just happened. He ended not just going. The other one said, I will not go. Along the line, he came to another resolve and ended going. And he said, which of these servants actually did the will of the father? And he said, it's the one that ended going. So, see that it's not how you began, it's how you finish. So to make you know that there are things in man that can will, that may not end up doing the will. The will can will, and may not still do the will. Amen. Philippians 2, let's read verse 13. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do. So it is the will that still do. It's the will. Let's read 2 Thessalonians 3 and see how that one put it. 2 Thessalonians 3. Let me read verse 4. Are you there with me? We have confidence in the Lord touching you that ye both do and we do. Can you see? That ye both do and we do. So you can we do and not do. But are ye both? These guys are so surgeons. And that's what the testament does. It opens the sorrow. And we have confidence in the Lord that touching you, that you are not going to only will, you will do. Both, so it's both. Because both do and we do. The things which we command you. So, to see commandments being done, or to see commandments of love, especially when it comes to love world, being fulfilled, there are working power that must reach the will and that must fulfill its course in the will. Because it can get to the will and the will, but it does not finish the will to do. So both to do and to will are inside the will. Say amen. Amen. That's why there's nothing you can do at this point that can surprise God. God knows you too much. He knows us too much. He knows the faculties in us. That's why when you are making your commitment, sometimes God does not take it on your matter. Some oath, God does not take it on some oath. I swear to God, God will not listen to it. But you don't have what it takes to take an oath. It is man that will say, he took oath. God will say, it's not qualified to take oath. Do you know in the Old Testament that a woman can take an oath or make a vow? Vow is one of the strongest things you make to God. That's why when you make a vow to God, you pay your vow. God is not the man. He didn't ask you to make a vow. Once you make a vow, pay your vow. Or else your vow will be against you. Your vow should be a catalyst to what God will do in your life. When you pay your vow, God remembers your vow and bring blessings and mercy towards you. Just like Anna paid her vow. And God gave her another, it's not 6 or 7 children after. The one is, he took that boy from, he weaned the boy and brought the only boy to the temple. He was not pregnant for that baby when he brought her, brought the boy. And that's how, so vow is a catalyst that opens God to see that you have done something, you have paid your part. I have to pay my part. So you don't pay vow, you don't take vow and withhold from it. But there's no way a woman can take a vow and the husband can cancel it. And it is, as much as God hates you breaking vow, and the vow breaking will be acceptable, the woman will not be wrong. It will not be counted against her that her husband came and break the vow. That's how much authority God gave to the head of the house And when the house they sold, if he said the child will give 10 million naira, and the other said, no, sir, he can't give it. He can't give it nothing. So it means that under the man, she doesn't have the will to finish what she began. She needs the man to complete the circle. That's why a woman should not say to her husband, I can't do it. It's wrong. You are not allowed to complete your will under a man. I don't know if I'm upset. You can't say, I'm going out. No, you can't say that. You can tell your husband, sweetheart, I want to go out. So that thing you say puts under that, go, don't go. Do you understand what I'm saying? Am I not in prison house? No. Part of the covenant of marriage does not allow you to finish your will. You can't finish your will. You can't do. Somebody has to do, because it is God that is at work in us, but to we have to do. That circle of obedience, God has to put it in the charge of, to secure the woman. He has to put it in her hand and put it in the hand of the man. And ensure that the man has to give his woman. So when, if any woman goes out and is in trouble, the woman is also in trouble. That's why I told about the man, the military man who was assaulted by a woman. And I've told it before. And the man said, go and call your husband. When the military man came down, they were feeling like, this woman is finished today. But that man knows authority. He knows that by reason of being a woman, it's not a man. Whatever she has done, it's not the only one who did it. So when the man arrived, I said, this is your husband. He gave wire. That this kind of woman grew up under your house. Wire. What were you doing? Because you understand authority, okay? So, authority of performance. God. So when the devil said, I will exalt my throne above the throne of God. I will stand above the cherub, above the stars of God. Let me see that place. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the size of the north. Ah. That's the seat of the great king. Oh. The side of the north is the seat of the great king. For thou hast said in thy heart. You can see will and heart now. Huh? Can you see will and heart? It said in thy heart. So the will is the door to the heart. I will. So what he willed was what really registered to his heart. When the will completed the circle, he completed the circle that there was nothing remaining in the will. Then he said, thou art sinned. That another place said, well, iniquity was found in you. So it's called iniquity because you allowed the will to complete its process. Though you have not taken any step to do it in terms of physical doing, but you have done it. I don't know if you understand saying that. Thou was perfect in thy ways from the day that thou was created till iniquity was found in thee. How was it found in thee? How was that iniquity framed? He framed by the exercise of will without restraint. So it was called merchandise. He merchanted it with free will. The will went on without restraint. From where he has dwelt for many times, the will should have restraint. There should be check on the will. Eh? I will slap you. There should be a checker on that will. Something which will pull you back. Actually, you would have slapped her if not that somebody took her away. It means you have done it. That will slap you, but you can't do it. Even if she's weak, you can't do it. That will receive restraint. It receive a checker. Are we in the house, please? So God knows the faculty of our soul like that, and He knows exactly how righteousness and transgression also traffic within us. We are the one who don't care. Satan also understands because he's a priest. Every priest has understanding of souls. How can somebody who does not know all you are thinking yet be initiating everything you are doing? He doesn't know what you are thinking. Yet he can calculate what you will do next, what you will not do. And in 98% of what of his calculation, that's what we do. That's what we do. He knows that when you get home tonight, you won't give anything to anybody. He knows it. And he's just thinking, no, he won't do it. And he'll be playing along the line. And you end up not doing it. So over time, he has studied soul, not by knowing what's in the soul, but how the soul play out. And most of the time, the soul play like that. So he spent a lot of time upon the mountain of God. Amen. Isaiah 14. For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mountain of the congregation in the south of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. I will be like the Most High. He finished everything. There's nothing remaining in heaven. Nothing gave him fear. He lost fear. And I will be like the Most High. Amen. For a cherub, this is not easy. The cherubs are a creature of fear. They are whipped with fear. I fear. So for a creature like this one to be able to exercise this will, you know how much of exercise it did, so that it will have nothing restraining him. The same vibe in had to obey God, it turned into the exact opposite. You know the angels now. Bless the Lord, all his angels that excel in strength, acting to the word of his commandment. That's fair. Trembling. They tremble at the word of God's command. That's why they can't think how a man should disobey God. They can't think it. How a man should doubt God. Show the patient. Show what okay, shall I? Can I pray? Can I pray? Priest. Can I pray? Can I pray? Zechariah. Along sort of own ever. So to them it's like it's something strange. Because the way they were whipped, they tremble in obedience. How to see every little thought of God's heart fulfilled. And so you can understand why God can put the heaven and the earth in their custody for a long time. They are servants, trustworthy servants. And God made them like that. But he didn't make them without will. So what they were doing was not something forced on them. Oh. It was not forced on them. That's right. Even in the world to come, the angels are going to be there. But when we come and talk about the air of salvation, some of you just feel like, when we get there, we are sons. Angels, These guys have done service for millions of years. Even for Jesus, we should learn it from them. Say, hey, man. So for one of them, Can you, I'm sorry. For one of them to be able to get to where Lucifer got to, that was a much exercise, much merchandise. You know how you rehearse to do evil. And you know you can't do evil, you rehearse it. You rehearse it. He sold it to himself. He told himself. He preached it to himself. He conceived it and told himself, you will do it. And by those thoughts, which are called merchandise, the Bible says, see, for thou hast defied thy sanctuary by the multitude of thy iniquities or lawlessness, taking steps against God's law. So it was actually breaking laws within him. Those things you call fair, they are all laws. He violated all of them. Therefore, I will bring forth the fire from the midst of thee. He shall devour thee. I will bring thee to ashes. So the same way you have your will, God also has his own will. So, I'm just trying to let us know that creatures, God put, if will is not there, love will not be there. What else there, please? Love is tied to will. That's why, if you express, are you here tonight, please? If you do a thing for someone, and he assume that it's from your free will, there's a way you receive it with love and thanksgiving. Unless you make him know that you were forced to do it. He can still take that thing from you, but doesn't see it as a symbol of love anymore. So when you give God anything without will being involved to God, it's unacceptable. It does not have what is called aroma. So where they put aroma in, is in the will of a man. It's in the will. That's where smell. Smelling like a lamb. Smelling like a ram. Great I am, that I am. So, am I with you tonight?
Yes, sir.
So you can see. So God himself will not take anything from you. He can force you to do things. But God most of the time will not force you. He can force you. And sometimes for our good, he forces us. By saying, obey my commandments. Though you see it's grievous to you. Because he wants you, he knows that you don't have enough grace in your will. So he commands you to do that command. Or he gives instruction. And he wants, because you have already believed on him, but your will has not been trained to obey him, he gives instruction for you to obey. He knows that for now, your will is not yet involved, or your will is not yet empowered. He accepts it. But it's not yet good enough. When I say accepting that, let it be. In hope of what you can render, or you will render in time to come. Are we in the house, please? Now, most of the things we do when we first believe it are on that. God just accept it from us. Accept it from us. Okay. It's my child. Because of the obedience of Jesus. So that sanctified all that we do. Say amen. So it's using what Jesus has done over the things that we don't have what we don't have the grace to do. Because we don't have righteousness. Jesus gave us righteousness. So there are things imputed to us because we believe. Now it's not really ours for now. It belongs to him. But we can still use that to start with. So under that, God's called you my dear child. my dear child, does not mean that you are a son. That really you are in the dearness of what sons or children will be. No. But in Christ, he accepts us. Do you understand? Say that. Say amen. Hallelujah. Let's see how to go today. So you can see. So God will always, we read sometimes ago, this 1 Chronicles 28 verse 9. 1 Chronicles 28 verse 9. And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart. Can you see that? And what? A willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all the hearts, and understandeth all the imaginations of the thought. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever. So God is asking for a heart and a mind. That's why when it comes to the day of God's intentions on the earth here, God will send enough power for willingness. I think the book of Psalm 110, are you there with me? The Lord said to my Lord, sit thou at my right hand, but I made thy head meet thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thy enemies. Thy people shall be willing. Eh? In the day of thy power. So in God has to, when God wants to generate willingness, he has to send power. So that the heart can begin to will into the realm of love. If it's not willingness, God does not see it as an offering of love. Say amen. So all the epistles now when you say, so all the epistles are epistles of will. I think you know that. The epistles, they are letters of will. Now, we have our will, but then we need another will stronger than our will to pilot us in that journey. You have your will, and God is not going to take your will away from you. Even to the throne. Yes. Yes, to the throne. God will not take away your will. But you get the point that when your will is totally subsumed in God's will, they will look at your will. They will seem not to find it anymore. But it's still there, but it has been subsumed completely in the will of God. Because I understand that Jesus said at Gethsemane, Jesus said, not my will. At first he said, if it be thy will, let this cup pass over me. But nevertheless, you see, if this cup may not pass over me from me, except I drink it, thy will. Now this is the second one. What's the first one? Hello? And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh my father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. That is a point. Though they wrote it as a verb, it didn't just happen like that. He was still looking for how this cup will pass over him. So his will is that this cup will pass. That's what is in his will. But as he prayed the more, because also over the year, though he has his will, but the will of God has been made so substantial in him. So in praying, he connected to that will of God. It can't generate the will of God that night. No. The will of God has been there. You're going to learn it very soon. It has been there. But his will was still speaking. So in praying was to subsume his will under God's will. So if it be possible, is it possible? Can you see that? Is it possible? Is there another alternative? So it's not that he's saying I won't do it. But Lord is still there, aware of it. Nevertheless, not as I will. So he accepted that he has his will. But as thou wilt. That's a lot of understanding for Jesus. To know that it wasn't going to go to the cross just like God was dragging him there. No. And that's why it's an offering. And a sacrifice. Because it was not dragged there. It went through the thorough process of exchanging his will to the will of God. Now, when we don't understand some of these things, that's why sometimes we make commitments that we do not allow God to work on. For example, Peter said to Jesus, tonight, anybody that tries anything with you, we are going to die together. That's the will. And it wasn't joking. But it doesn't have the grace. That will does not have enough grace to do what he's thinking of. I'm sure that when he said that, if he said to Jesus, I went in the house there, we're just trying to look at that thing called will, okay? Then said Jesus unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I'm risen again, I will go before you into Galilee, okay? Then, bro, came up. Peter answered, but it's the father now, it's the father. Peter's the father, but then it was the bro Peter. Though all men shall be offended because of you, yet will I never. Never. Not me, Peter. So he didn't know that what is in a man is more than his commitment. By God's grace, it's not a language of humility. It's a language of accepting. They said they gave grace. I can't do it. Remember the grace, just by grace. Let's trust God for grace. That's the issue in James. He said, some of you will say, I will go to the so city. And they think it's straight conversion. I go and I'll say so, and I'll make so gain. Oh, the power, the finisher. And it's not saying you should not take stock of your market, but it's saying that commitment of a man's heart to think that I will go and it is not the one who is going to a battle that should celebrate. It's the man who is coming back from a battle. Oh, my God, Papa, the logo. It's not the man who promised, I'm going to battle. I'm going to, 10 heads, they're coming tonight, 10 heads. So, oh my, that don't know the. You know the sword that is waiting for you? Maybe you won't strike one sword, but they will come to. Sometimes when you are used to your will, yeah, and that's why pride dwells there. Go to now that he that say today or tomorrow we go into a soldier city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gay. Whereas as ye know not what shall be on the morrow, yeah. Willie, don't drive tomorrow, yeah. What is your life? It's even a vapor that appeared for a little time. And then vanish away. What's your life? Adam and Shagidi, I was alive. Huh? What's alive? They call it the vapor. So can you hold the vapor? It is the wind that drives it. For that he ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live. Say amen. If you can say you don't have faith, right? Say, claim it, have it. It's true. We'll claim it. But many of the things is still the Lord will. We trust God to profit in this business. The Lord has to give grace for it. Say amen. We shall live and do this or that. But now you rejoice in your boastings. Can you see it's boastings? And all such rejoicing is what? Eye of the Lord say evil. What is smelling? Smelling. Make us say a man who is boasting smells. Why is he doing that? He doesn't know what is inside of him. When that night, when the night really came, what became of Bro Peter? A very small girl is the one asking him, you look like them. I swear. What light a lie. not an armed soldier. A small girl without a sword. Oh, John, the dear John. I swear. Then began to curse. Amen. When he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him and said unto them that were there, this fellow was also with Jesus, and I've seen him with him. And again he denied with an oath. So, now all of these things, Jesus knew the soul. And he knew that Peter was not, number one, he doesn't have enough strength, number one. Number two, what is going to descend at night? It's more than some devil that has not been on the earth for some 1,000 years. I got to land that night. It was a night of the power of darkness. New demons came out of places to ensure that they execute Jesus by all means. Not knowing that this same Jesus was not ready to. He was ready for what they are coming. They thought from the way they have known him, let's see how he will disappear today. That those who have ifukba would have used ifukba. If it's talent one, he's going to take. Let's see how he will disappear. We'll follow him to anywhere. But that take my atelier. But that atelier. The Bolo. Keep cool in that Alex. I didn't know that he wasn't going to resist. Oh my! If the priests of this order, if they have known, they will not have crucified the Lord of glory. They thought it was like other nights that just moving that means is gone. So the spirit on that night was heavier than what Peter can handle. Jesus knew it. You need some things. You need to have eaten some things. You need to have eaten some wheel to survive such seasons. That's why don't expose yourself, okay? Don't expose yourself to temptation. That's why, you know. How do you put it in the Lost Prayer? How do you put it? Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. Don't expose yourself. If you see money issues somewhere there, you see money, just be careful with how you meddle with the money. Or else money will meddle with you. Because those things are not ordinary, they are spirits. You walk in bank, you walk in some places where money are flying, pra, 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 pra. What you are seeing flying there are spirits. It's not just money, it's spirits. Say, hey, man. We have to appreciate the Lord for some of our sisters who work in banks, who work in those monetary systems. It's not easy. So there are things that, decision of 1 minute, just clear it off. If you play around it too much, you'll be in trouble. Yeah. Say, hey, man. So what we're just looking at is, man has his will. We are object of will. Why? We are object of love. If we don't have will, we can love God. That's why no machine can love God. ChatGPT cannot love God. It's impossible. They can't. Amen. One of the things this present world hates is our love for God. That's why they are trying to do everything to tamper with the human DNA system. They want to ensure that they're able to get your code. Get your soul code. That's what they are doing with all this global connection system, is to study you. Understanding you. All your answers, all everything you are saying is hearing it. And it's delivering you to somewhere there. It's to understanding you and to know exactly how they can tamper with you. So that you won't be able to exercise your free will. You'll be under their control. God does not control us. There's a way God controls us. I hope we can get it tonight. There's a way God controls us. Not like manipulating us. That's why people feel that God is weak. God of Israel is weak. No. It's because of what he wants. What he made and what he wants. If he manipulates us, he won't get the aroma. And we won't smell. We will be stale. And it doesn't take anything that has no aroma. The animal must burn. The savour must arise. It's not Satan that has the power to control. What can control everything and become manipulators into it? And you are doing it without knowing. You're just serving God without knowing. Why can't just God make me? Let me just love him. And just love him and be serving him without knowing. Jesus, just take me and make me love you without knowing. No. He wants to know. God won't take that glory. God knows I'm weak. Now let him just make me just be serving him. The same God wants to give part of the faint. And then they have no might. Can you see? He wants to increase strength to them. You can see the Lord increasing strength to us. And say, wow, Father, thank you for giving grace to me. I never knew I can do this. God is able to make grace abound towards you. That he always having all sufficiency can abound to all good works. That's what he enjoys. That the weak is getting strong to do his will. Wow. I can't believe it. Praise God. So when you look at all the epistles, epistles, you will see them as writings. Writings of, amen, that all exercise of the will of God. Let's just see some of them. Let's see 1 Corinthians. Hallelujah. Paul called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through what? I can't hear you, please. Through the will of God. So, what is called the gospel is a will. Nothing can get us out of this except a higher will. It's our soul that God wants. But it's same will to us. To know the power of will of our souls. Once you capture will, you can change an emotion. Once you pick will, you can change nearly everything about the soul. Let's see some. 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God. Huh? So what made even the apostles were will? What did I say? What made the apostles were will? Let's check Acts of the Apostle. Can we check 22? Hallelujah. Oh. Are you there with me today? Verse 13 came unto me and stood and said unto me, Brother Saul, receive thy sight. And the same hour I looked up upon him and he said, The God of our father hath chosen thee that thou shouldest know his will and see the just one. Can you see that? And shouldest hear the voice of his mouth. So, what made them apostles was will. God had to show them the will. What is like God? That will that is hidden from men in ages. That will was hid. That we call Christ's will. Will. Christ. Christ is the will. Say amen. Not my will, but my Father's will. The Father's will. All of them are called the will of God. The will of God. But that will of God, actually, as we call it, ships of that's in Christ. So, Paul, where first made apostles of that first will. Before they were assessed the will of the Father. Amen. My Father's will is the will of my Father. Not my will, but the will of my Father. So when Christ became Christ, are you in the house, please? It's just to submit that Christ's will to the one Father's will. Actually, I don't believe strong that at Gethsemane, that Jesus was actually talking about the Christ's will, and I believe that. He said, not my will, because there was not talking about not doing that thing, but he was talking about alternative. If God can change, if God can alternate, can you do it another way? But when it comes to the Father's will, it's always one choice. It's always one. The Father does not give you alternatives. Amen. Hallelujah. Are we on the same ship tonight? Let's just see a little bit more. There's no crime in sin more, just to Ephesians, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God to the saints. So it was made by the will of God to also pass that same will to the saints, which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Huh? Are we together? Amen. Paul and Timotheus, the servant of Jesus Christ, to the all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi, with the bishops. So, what he called will there is also expressed as grace and peace. So, when you see the word grace and peace, that's the will. Colossians, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. Eh? Why is Paul always right? Why is he always putting this matter of will there? Colossians. Eh? We know he's an apostle of Jesus Christ. So he's starkly telling you what he sent to communicate. Huh? What he sent to communicate? So he's sent to transfer that will to us. And that will should become love. The will actually is love. Amen. I like the Yoruba part of it. Ife. Will is Ife. Love is Ife. Yoruba language sounded perfectly. Will is Ife. Love is Ife. So, when you are in the will, you are in love. That's why if your father does not like you, he won't put you in his will. If all the while you have been selling his property from bottle to plastic to chove to bicycle. When the man wants to write his will, you say we have already collected your own will. So the will be to those children whom the father loves. Or if he, after we put him there, we just put him as an attachment. You know the thing. Just give him one thing small there that does not make any meaning. The children of love will get the major things in the will, right? So why you keep your love is in your will. Then the day the man died and they read his will, you actually know the way the children are to him. To measure out love. That's why will are kept. They are kept. It's an hidden love. Until the will is read, you don't know. So the love is not in the father playing with all of you. The love is in the will. Hallelujah. It was just divine. Gospel. The things in the gospel. So how to make a man is not simple, huh? It's not simple to make a man. So let us make man in our image. He couldn't be talking to anybody than himself. Let us make man. It's not simple to make man. He just said, I will make you. It takes creators to make. But they're the one that knows the wire. They're the one that knows all the substances that actually makes us up. Say amen. Amen. We need to bow our knee to the God and the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to bow our knee. So I can assure us the way to his abode. Amen. God wants all of us. That is the reason for church, really. God wants, he wants many children in this world. But we need to know what things are in man. What is in man? It's will. The things of a man. Huh? I like John chapter 1 verse, is it? Let's read 10. John 1 10. Hallelujah. He was in the world and the world was made by him and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. I like this. Which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of the will of God. But of God. So what is called man is will. There are a lot of things to study man. But when you want to study man, go to his will. That's where his secret. Hallelujah. That thing we use, I will go, I will not go. That thing we use, like that one, that look as if just make choices, we refuse. You don't, look, that you, that weapon of transaction is loaded. It's loaded. If they are to stretch it out, it's to be in kilometers. Like they stretch out your DNA. I hear your DNA is in your will. It's loaded. They just come up to a point where if they become things of choice, One thing I want to do many of times, I'd like to get into your thought. I don't hear what you're saying. Sometimes your mouth will say some things that is not in your thoughts. That's why sometimes our decisions don't really our decision. Just take decisions. When they bring you back to it and want to tailor you into how you took that decision. Many of the time, we don't like to be brought back to it. But there are a lot of things that was not accounted for. That's still making. Sometimes, when they want to bring you back, look as if they want to interrogate you. Eh? When they put you in the box, in the court. The lawyer is trying to get into many things you didn't say. In that matter, I'm going to put questions towards you, and in answering them, it's trying to put some things together that you didn't say before. Sometimes, when your lawyer knows that you won't be in trouble, he will be dashing and say, "You can't be asking, man." No, you can't be asking my client that question. He knows that if you allow the case will finish. You jump in. That's why I'm here. That question should be answered by the legal. Because we like to hide our will. As long as it's been hidden, we can't love. We can't love. We can't love God. We can't love one another. But there are too many unspoken things. And the things we do, unspoken. Things that cannot be spoken. It's inside our way, but you cannot say it. And you can play around it. That's why I like that place. Is it Philippians say that your love be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ? That your love be sincere. And this I pray that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. That you may approve things that are excellent. That you may be sincere. Are you there? And without offense. These are exercise of will. Till the day of Christ. But this, the journey is that your love may abound yet more and more. So when love is abounding more and more, work is being done on the wheel to make it sincere. So what is not making love to abound? It's sincerity. Huh? Kai, you can see connecting will to love to heart. So if you're going to love the Lord with all of your heart, it means the will is the faculty that will do the job. We can't love above our will. Purification, or what is the purification? Means that our will submission. There's a amen. So what is called our will, really speaking? The will is a product of way. Will. What makes our will is knowledge of way, which is expressed in wisdom and understanding. What makes the way is wisdom and understanding. What I say? What makes a way is wisdom and understanding. Now what makes your way is the way you are thinking. That's why everybody thinks it's wise in his own cancer, right? And that's your way. All of us assume that that is a knowledge. It's a knowledge within you. You feel that you know something. And so that thing you know, you already want it to instruct you. Because you think that others don't know what you know. So what makes it actually is your... Can you see what Paul wrote in Colossians chapter 1? That he may be filled with all the knowledge of his will. sir. In all wisdom and spiritual understanding. So it's the will. What's called the will? It's way. And that way is wisdom and understanding. So what makes your will is your way. My way. So the person who knows the way out, who has the knowledge of the way out, is the one that will be accorded to have mastery of knowledge. So that way out is his way. Either you say it out or you don't say it out. That's what controls what you do. When we are teaching at this one, your way will be telling you, your soul will be talking, the way will be talking your soul. And when I was saying this evening, I was saying that you can't complete your will as a woman. You know, some way will be saying, so that is inside the will. So what will not make you do God's intention is the will of man. It's the way. So he tells you the things he wants, the things he will allow, the things he will not allow, is going on within him or her. It's his wisdom and understanding. That's why I say amen. So sin is the way. Sin is the wisdom. It's first a way before it comes as an act. But it's the way that leads him to an act. This subject is like it's disappearing. But it's in scriptures, right? Ye be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom. So will should be known. Or will can be known. Or will itself is known. It's knowing. Will is knowledge. That is why will is what offers, is what actually does the offering and sacrifices. What I say? That does it. It is the will that does the offering and sacrifices. Everything you see, the so. It is the will that is doing it. So where sin and transgression hides is in the will. That's where sin is. When you hear that, and it shall give his soul an offering for sin. That's Isaiah 53. Yeah, give his soul an offering for sin. Can you see that? Offering for sin. So there's something. So the offering, what the soul has as offering, is what sin, what can take care of sin. So, are you here? It shall make his soul an offering for sin, and it shall see his seed. But the product of the offering is seed. It shall prolong its days. And the plan of the Lord shall prosper in its end. So you can see there that what is the offering for sin is what can answer sin. So sin is the kind of an offering. It's negative offering, right? But if a thing can offer for sin, then sin is an offering. It's offering against offering, right? He shall see the trouble of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant. Just 5 minutes. So what is the knowledge? Knowledge of what? The knowledge of the soul or knowledge of the will is what justify from what? Justify from sin. So sin is the knowledge. So also the offering for sin is the knowledge. Huh? Do you think you get it? Hebrews 9 verse 21. The Holy Ghost is signifying that the will of the holiest of all was not yet made manifest. Why, as the first tabernacle was yet standing, which was a figure for the time then present, in which was offered both gifts and sacrifices, that could not make him that did the service perfect as pertaining to the conscience. Which stood only in meat and drinks and diverse watchings and carnal ordinances imposed on them. I can't hear you, please. Until what? The time of reformation. So that system they have there cannot take away sins. Though it's gifts and sacrifice, or it's an offering and sacrifices. But that system, the knowledge of it is not powerful enough to delete the root knowledge of sin. Because sin is a knowledge. It cannot take away that. It cannot. So the offering itself, the offering, like I said last time, though it looked as an offering of shedding blood, but it was knowledge. It was. When the blood is shed, it's an opening to knowledge. It's a shedding of light. So all in the Old Testament, the little knowledge Israel had, it was that blood sacrifice that opened them to it. That made them higher than the nations around them. And at this time of Israel, nations were in terrible darkness.
I mean, terrible darkness. They come to Africa, terrible darkness. Their offerings were not offering for sin. They were offering, there were sacrifices to gods. Are we in the house, please? It is not sacrifice for sin. It is gods who demand those things from them. So, it was casting more darkness. As they were doing those things more, it was casting more darkness. It was not meant, it was not devised. It was not given by God. It was fallen spirit that gave those things. So it was not opening them to knowledge. But for Israel, it was you can see here, there was no offering made here because somebody was sick. There's no 82 for wishes. I went to the house, please. Aha. There were no things being done to appease spirits. There were things being done to ensure that souls are covered. And when they are covered, when sins are covered, light shine. How can you imagine that a nation like Israel could have this level of lighting at that time? They're up to today, Africa has no book of their practice. There's no standardized book. Ashiri. They can't opt today. They can't only say this is our book. For Israel to have access, no other Moses said, nations will wonder what a nation. What a nation is this? That God came to them instructions on everything. What a nation. What a people. That what was written to them, today we still read it. It still makes sense. This God is ahead of other gods. You know what I'm saying? In terms of illumination. Hallelujah. That's why anywhere Christianity gets to, enlightenment gets there. To let you know what the priest behind what we're handling. Anywhere you see door, I'm not saying Nigerian gospel, no, I'm saying door to read gospel. You see, gospel will be shawo shebubwe obere. Read gospel. Anywhere you see this thing being taught. Stay today. How much of guessing have you done? Guessing. There's no place on earth where people teach by revelation this way. And it's not like reading, where you are fetching thoughts. There's no place. And it's by the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Hallelujah. They can only be jealous of Christianity. It's on top, it's ahead of all of them. The reason for all these religions is envy. They kill Jesus by envy. And what they are doing today against church is envy. Even in the level of whatever church light we have today in Nigeria, the church influence and prosperity. Without going to government coffers. It's amazing. It's intimidating. The church still remains the wealthiest institution on the earth. I'm not talking about the gold of the Sultan of Brunei. I'm talking about wealth distribution. In other systems, if the one is the end of few people. Every Christian person has what it takes to prosper. There's no slave forever in the church here. Eh? When you are low at the time, and that system comes by you, you break forth there. Say amen. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations. We shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great? What nation is there so great? Who hath God so nigh unto them? As the Lord our God is in all things we call upon him for. So if the Old Testament offers this, then what great nation is in this holy nation? We thank the Lord for the peace revelation in our days. That more light is shining, right? God who commanded light to shine out of darkness is shining in hearts today. Hallelujah. So you can see that place. It can't. So we stood only in meats and drinks and diverse watchings and carnal ordinances imposed on them until the time of Reformation. 11. But Christ being come and high priest of good things to come by greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place. Having obtained, what they call the holy place there is holiest, right? I didn't know that. Because in the sanctuary system, there's only two places there. What is called holy place, which is called sanctuary, and the holiest, which is called holy place. Having obtained eternal redemption for us, for if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of an ephah sprinkled the unclean, sanctify the profane of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offered himself to God without spot, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. To serve the living God. To serve with all of the heart. Purge your conscience from dead works. To extract everything inside the weird system and make it pure. Say amen. Amen. Let's see here. Chapter 10. So it's clear. It's clear that for the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year, constantly make the commerce unto perfect. For them would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers once purged should have had no more conscience of sin. For in those sacrifices there is remembrance again made of sin every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Are you there with me? So I've told that our sins. Since I in the will. Wherefore, when he cometh in the world, he said, sacrifice and offering, thou wouldest not, but a body as thou prepared me. Let's see that body. In burnt offering and sacrifice for sin, thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do what? To do thy will, O God. So offering and sacrifices are in the will. They are in the will. So it is the will that will be purged from his sin. Amen. So that the soul can render service to God. Or can render love to God. And that word for service is love. To do thy will, O God. Above when he said, sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offering for sin, thou wouldest not. That is being done by the old system, that has pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then said he, lo, I come, what? To do thy will, O God. So he take away the first, that he may establish the second. Verse 10. By the which will, Second is by the which will. So the second is another will. We are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus. So the offering of the body of Jesus is the giving of the will to man. Say amen. Amen. Giving of the offering of Jesus, blood of Jesus, is the offering of the will. That's how they gave will to us. When Jesus was offered. So offering of, offering and sacrifices are in the will. It is the will that offer, it's the will that sacrifice. So when you say, take everything, just take everything, I'm okay with it. That thing you are doing is from will. It's the will that offers and sacrifice. That was done by the which we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. Let me read the next two verses, then we will see how to close there. And every high priest standeth daily ministering and offering, oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his food. So that offering and one offering and sacrifice is enough to make his enemies his footstool. So he actually took up that place of the right hand to take a ministry that will make his enemies. Because his enemies are inside men. His enemies are not outside men. I need to take an office that can make you have access to inside. All the while, the enemy has succeeded because the thing is inside. Even man himself cannot extract it. Man has added to the hiding of it. So you need an eye of a high priest that can move into where the things are. Because to move in there was what he offered. Are we in the house, please? So that was the offering of access. So it means that he can talk into your heart. How does he enter the place? He knows what's going on there. So he can bring illumination to your heart in the deepest place that nobody else knows. He can come to your thoughts and intents. Thought and intent. And nobody, even you sometimes, when they unveil it, I don't know it. I can't believe it's inside of me. Because it has been hiding for a long time. And also because of our own guilt also, we hide it more. Nobody wants to know. Nobody wants anybody to know what they're thinking. If they open a screen now and show our mind, some people will start running. But the high priest knows it. Why? He deals with thoughts. His eye sees thoughts like emotions. Now, if people can design things like this one that picks our thoughts, picks our everything you save to your phone is picking it. And somebody can keep those things as archives. That's why there's no place for any terrorist on earth that Israel will not know. But as long as you use Android, Israel has store of everybody. They're the one that told Donald Trump last week or 2 weeks that Iran wants to kill him. It doesn't matter. Even when they are saying it and they're checking their head, the device will pick the wave. It can only be God of Israel. It can't be God of any other nation. The Arab mothers believe that Easter is a wish. When you see the way they talk about Easter in the Arab world, they wish, in fact. That's why when they wake up every day, they call Easter. Every day. But Easter will pick, it doesn't matter, call him terrorist. Because all the while, he has been talking to them. So they have the stuff, every person. I believe that the new age people are going to work with Israel to accomplish their intention, because Israel also has new age among them. You're gonna have the man of sin without Israel contribution. Sin will not become sin really. Nobody then kill the Messiah. Crucify him. Yes, so that the one who has the data of how to do evil on the earth here. Say, hey, amen. There's the evil that Arab does. You cut your head. He's like, that's not evil. It is lower God that cut head like that and show blood. Other gods don't see red blood cell. They deal with element of blood in the spirit. Amen. Amen. So can you see that place? So all that is needed to deal with all that the enemy has done against us. His enemies are the enemies of our soul. I didn't know that. His enemies are not witches and wizards. His enemies are the enemies of our soul, which is expressed as sins and iniquity. That's the enemy. Expecting by one offering the perfected forever, expecting that his enemies be made his footstool. If a work has not finished, he can go and sit. What did I say? So everything, every offering needed to deal with sin has been offered. Jesus trapped every element of anti-sin and iniquity. He trapped every element. That's why he became sin on the cross. He that knew no sin was made sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. He was made sin. He was not sin. It is God's righteousness that became sin. So let's see this place a little bit. Then we'll see. So wherefore the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For after that he had said before, this is the covenant. You will know that it is love affair. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, said the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their mind will I write them. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. So it's clear that what he's saying will write into the heart here actually is the answer to sin. And it's not that God said I will pardon them. It's that I will write against what has been written against them, right? So see this. So now where remission of this, what is this? Are you there? Where remission of this, what is this? Sins and iniquity is there is no more offering for sin. Offering has finished. Where remission of this is. So it means that remission of this, of sin and iniquity, has been done by the offering. So the offering actually is the answer to sins and iniquity. Say amen. So what is called will of God there? But what is actually doing the job is the will of God. To do thy will, O God. So it means that sin is already offered for. You hear what I said? It is what? Sin is already offered for. That's why there's no more offering for sin. So today now there's no more offering for sin. Are we in the house, please? What I say? There's no more offering for sin. Sin has been offered for once. So what we have today is administration of the offering. Out of the offering, we get to souls. So let me read the last place. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Now let me jump a little bit. I'll come to that place later on. Let's come to verse 26. For if we sin willfully, are you there? It means that if offering has been made for sin, it means that sin has been taken care of in the will. So it means that in those who receive the offering, now all of us believe in the offering, but we have not received the offering. I said we all believe in the offering, we have not received the offering. And the offering has not been applied to our conscience, to our will. For those who receive the offering, it means that they cannot sin willfully. Or they should not sin willfully. Because sin has been purged from the will. Are we in the house, please? Sin has been purged, so the will is free from sin. So will can be free from sin. Say amen. Amen. What I say? Will can be free from sin. So the important thing is what? If we sin willfully, after we have received knowledge. So offering is what? I can't hear you. What is offering?
Knowledge.
What sacrifice? Knowledge. When you say you are receiving the offering, what are you receiving? Hosea 6:6. Let me read that place. Hosea 6 says, that's why when we are teaching the epistle, we should be seeing the offering of Jesus. Because what produces the epistle is the offering. It's the will. We can't teach it in separation. No, that's the offering. See, for I desire mercy and not sacrifice. What's the next thing? And the knowledge of God more than burnt offering. So mercy is what? Knowledge. Mercy is knowledge. Now, knowledge is not information. It's knowledge to their heart. Or knowledge to will. What? Shine to will. And we will know that. Light has come. It's not what you have been informed with. That's why it says there. God who will that all men be saved. And come to the knowledge. So knowledge here is not precept. It's the knowledge after lying. There's a knowledge you have after understanding. That's when understanding has been quickened. There's knowledge you have to understanding. There's knowledge you have after you have understanding. You are quickened to know. You are enlightened from the inside. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying now. So, that knowledge is more than sacrifice. Now, it's a sacrifice more than sacrifice. It's a sacrifice that's more than the Old Testament sacrifice. It's another kind of sacrifice that can save God's people from being destroyed. Why? Because my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. So when you are saying, apostle by the will of God. It's apostle by the knowledge. Knowledge of the will. So to get to the knowledge of the will, you have to stay around the understanding of that knowledge for a long time and start working in it. In working in it, you are still cultivating way to the will. To arrive at the knowledge of the truth. Let me say another one. John chapter 8. Amen. John chapter 8 verse 32. Just said to those Jews who believe on him. If you continue in my words, 32. As he spake these words, many believed on him. And then said just to those Jews which believed on him. They are not just first believer. They are first believe and they are believing. If you continue in my words, then are you my disciples indeed. Then you shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you. So it's a journey to know the truth. Again, it's like you come. It's a migration. So knowing the truth is beyond understanding the will. You're going to walk in wisdom, understanding the will, then the will make you know. But that knowing is a knowing that happens in your will. Now, let me give you an example of that. There are sacrifices you can make because you don't know, you don't have knowledge. You feel the pain. But sacrifice does not mean it's painless. Say amen. But there's a joy of knowledge that supersedes pain. There's a joy of knowing that's about the pain. What makes a woman, for example, to go through birth? After the child is born, is rejoicing. As the pain left, but what is the joy? The joy of a child being born. So there's a joy that can drink pain. Yes. So sacrifice is not painlessness, but there's a joy that can take pain away. So what you see Jesus Christ did on the cross, endure the cross. It's not manage the cross. It's not manage the cross. When I say something endure, means that you live through. You withstand the cross. You last the cross. And the shame does not make any sense to him. Because what he died, how he died is the most shameful way of dying. I went to the house this. Because he has found joy of will. He's seen the will of God being done. He's seen many souls being liberated. He's seen many sons having access to liberty. He's seen a new world emerging. And all of that is a joy that surpasses the pain. I went to the house because when they give you pain, when pain touches your heart, your soul, you will say what you want me to say. You saw, you want me to say? Pain is bad. Pain goes to your brain and pass through your cords. And it begins to dispel in you. That's why when women are going through child, you know, some pain of a child birth, sometimes they say things they don't. If the husband is there and is trying to greet them, if not, the one that is already soaked in life, maybe hold the husband and it will never cause the husband. Or say, just go away. Because it's in pain. Pain is torture. Pain is excruciating. But joy is superior to pain. Say amen. So sacrifice is a way to reach to joy and to quench the strength of pain. And that's where real love flows out. So how did Jesus love us? He loved us by laying down his own life. Can you see that? So I can lay down our life for the brethren. Can you see that? The way we lay down our life is not the way he died. But we're experiencing our own pains much more. I went to the house this. But he had his own pain and walked on you. 1 John 3:16, thank you. Hereby perceive the love of God. Perceive with the love of God. Because he laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. So it's in sacrifice that love finds expression. And it can't find expression until it gets light touches the will. When light enlightens the will gets the strength. So when you said, not thy will be done, not my will be done, but thine be done. He crossed from man's own sphere of will to God's own will, and that will is stronger than death. Say amen. So things you can't do on your own side, when you can come into God's own world, power is released to do them. Why? The will of God is stronger than your own will. So when we see the apostles who went through what they went through, the one that are these poor human beings, it's not their strength. It's another will in them that calibrates strength to endure adversity. Say amen. Amen. I believe God that time will also rewrite our own story of journey of life. How you triumph here. How you go through things that men will be wondering, do you mean that this guy, are you saying that people live like this at this time? Wow, I can't believe it. But all of that is grace work. Grace is potent. Grace is powerful. Grace is able to bring to pass all of God's intention. Oh, grace is able to subsume the will of man completely to obey God all through and fulfill the will of God. Can we bless the Lord this evening? Appreciate it. Let's thank the Lord because we know this season is a season of love. Love chambers will be opened within us. Chambers of love, capacity to respond to God. That how we can ever think of ourselves has been opened in this season. We thank you, Father. We appreciate you. We give you glory and honor, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Do you know why we have to take knowledge as serious? To know God. To know the truth. Knowing the truth is a major junction in your seeking to know God. And that could be a great offering, a great sacrifice you're accessing, because that's great mercy. Door of mercy we are knocking on. Thank you, my Father. We appreciate you today. Lord, we give praise to you. Lord, we exalt you today. Thank you. We can assess the will. We can assess the things that are in Christ that make Christ love. Christ love. Strong, powerful. That people of a season can say to other men, nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. Now we'll get there also, God, where nothing will be able to separate us from the love of Christ. Nothing, no tribulation. Can you see that? No tribulation. No famine. No sword. We'll be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ. Because the love will subsume our will completely to obey God, to embrace God. To embrace God. We will embrace God. Completely embrace God. We embrace God. We embrace God. We embrace His will. We embrace His way. We embrace His thought. His thought to become reasonable to us. His way become reasonable to us. Don't be alien anymore. To be in line. To be in line with we're afraid. To be in line. Roshke peli da balata hasi. Ambrota baliata li amboro. Roshke pete librihanda baga. Thank you, my Father. We give praise to you tonight. Lord, we give you praise. We give you praise. Son of God, we give you praise. We give you praise. Jesus, we give you praise. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's one of the signs of the end of time. Said the love of many will wax cold. But in the same season, you put fresh fire in the love of many. You put fresh fire in our hearts, in our love. Fresh fire. Because we'll be willing to live sincerely, sincerely. We'll be willing to live without offense. We're going to live in the sight of the Lord. Thank you, my Father. We appreciate it today. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.